from the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a day that ends in Y. It's time for another action-packed, fun-filled episode of Wisecrackin' with Winter. I did it again, but I'm not...
Well, do the shit.
Brought to you by your good friends at Burnsville Towing. Burnsville Towing, located in Savage, Minnesota. No, the name doesn't make sense, but the price does. Take your car over there if it's broke down, or have it towed there, because if it's broke down, you can't drive it. And get it fixed. Burnsville Towing.
In Savage.
In Savage, Minnesota.
It's mind trick.
Your other huge sponsor is Minnesota Superior Sound. Lots of big things going on with Minnesota Superior Sound this week. They announced a new contest. Send them a video. They have a like page on Facebook. Send them a video of why you should get a free 6-hour show. They're going to pick one lucky winner, person. In 2015 is going to get, or 2016, is going to get a free wedding reception.
Wow.
Provided by Minnesota Superior Sound. So, if you're getting married, if you're broke, and you think you deserve a free 6-hour DJ at your wedding reception, let them know. Find out more information at Minnesota Superior Sound on Facebook. They have a like page. Go visit it, go like it, and put some kind of video together. Today is an epic episode.
What?
Don't oversell it.
I've got the one and only Johnny Pizzo!
Hello!
Back from the Windy City, here in town. Back here in the city of Broad Shoulders, Minneapolis. To do another...
City of Broads with Broad Shoulders?
Yeah. It's Minneapolis, isn't it? Get the mic a little closer.
Is that good?
No, oh, that's really good.
Yeah, people like that.
So, John, you're back in town.
I'm back in town.
Back in the fun house.
Why did I come back? Oh, I had a wedding.
You had a wedding. How did that go?
It was good.
Was it...
The end.
Was it cliche? Was it just another typical Midwestern wedding?
No, it was very nice. My godmother's daughter got married, and I haven't seen my godmother or her daughter in years, so it was good to see everybody. But...
Is a godmother like a fairy godmother? Well, though,
she kind of was. She was like one of those godmothers where you're like, God, I wish she was my real mom. Just kidding, but I'm serious.
No, you're not.
She was just one of those, she's one of those women who's just very, everybody loves her. She's just like super accommodating and super friendly.
Turn it up.
Yeah, there.
Oh.
Oops.
How's that?
Oh, we're screwing around with the mics.
Here. Is that good? Daddy?
No.
Tilt the microphone up towards your mouth.
I'd like to, but as you see what's happening...
Can't afford quality equipment. These sponsors got to start paying.
I don't want to break it.
You ain't going to break it. Here, just loosen it up a little bit. There's a knob.
Thanks.
Yeah, use the knob. There you go.
How's that?
Yeah, that's good. That's better.
Is it sufficient? Can I let my guard down now, or do I have to be worried about it?
No, you can let your guard down now. We were talking about the cliched wedding.
It wasn't a cliche wedding. It was a good wedding. They had... They had Famous Dave's for wedding reception food. I don't eat meat.
Fancy. So. What American Legion was that at?
I had mac and cheese.
Oh.
Don't talk shit, you bastard. All right. Sorry they couldn't afford D'Amico and Sons.
Well, not everybody can.
And then, yeah, they're like, oh, stick around, guys. Pizza's coming at 10:30.
They spared no expense.
Like, no, I'm like, 10:30, I'm going to be in bed, A.
At 10:30 at a wedding reception, that's when it's just starting to get bumping.
No, I'm sorry. At a certain age, by like 7, you've had enough. I'm like, I've seen these people.
Are you for real?
Yeah, actually, my mom, she's like, we have to say goodbye. I'm like, let's just go. They're not even going to know we left.
Did you even buy him a gift?
Of course we did. She did.
So the DJ wasn't any good at the reception. They should have went with Minnesota Superior Sound.
No, you know what he did? I don't know if you do this.
Or I do DJ. Yeah, go ahead. I own Minnesota Superior Sound. They're the cats out of the bag.
Damn. Do you... Okay. We were sitting there at dinner, the dinner tables, and he was going around to every table handing out slips people to sign to fill out requests.
Yeah, we do that.
That's nice.
It's nice. It's a nice touch.
He looked like he was about 13.
Really? Did he have any stage presence?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if he had any pubes. No and no.
No stage presence.
No. And you know what he didn't have was a voice that carried, because we were kind of in the back of the hall and we couldn't understand what the hell he was saying. He was like, 6:30. I'm going to be real soon.
Was he Mexican?
No.
Speaking Spanish?
No. Oh. He was just mumbling.
Oh.
We couldn't hear what he was saying. And it wasn't just his fault, because anybody who tried to get up and make a toast, we couldn't hear them either.
Shitty mics.
I just thought it was voices that couldn't carry, or people didn't know how to speak in public.
There's a lot of people that have no idea how to talk into a microphone at a wedding reception when giving speeches.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went. So we were like, I think that was touching. Clap, clap, clap.
Half-hearted?
Half-hearted.
The whole...
And then, of course, there's the... Like every, like, 20
glasses
minutes.
Thing.
You're like, yeah, kiss again.
Did they mix it up where they kissed a few times and then they would stand up and pick another couple to kiss? Like the old couples, like the old gross couples that are like 70 years old. And they're like, I want Fran and Harold to do the next kiss. And they're like, okay.
I couldn't tell you. We were out of there by 6.
Oh, what?
I'm just kidding.
Seven.
Seven max.
You didn't stay for the dance at all.
No, the dance started, but my mom's not a dancer. I am a dancer, but I don't want to show everybody out. You know, I don't want to make them feel like they don't have talent. So, let's get out of here before we make enemies.
Was the music any good? Or was that all cliche too?
I felt like, no, it was like the jams that I, well, actually, yeah. Well, we walked in and they were playing Staying Alive.
Oh.
And I mean, you know, it's a classic.
No, it's not.
It is a classic.
It's not. It's overdone. It's overplayed. I don't play it when I do weddings anymore, unless somebody's begging me for it.
That's one that gets people of all ages moving.
Towards the door.
But no, but then there were some jams that came after that that I was like, oh, This guy knows something, but we're leaving, so we can't.
So he mixed in a little Brown-Eyed Girl, Moni Moni, followed up with Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
I didn't hear any of those, but God, if I did, I would have expected it.
Yeah. Were there a lot of people dancing? Was it a lot of white people dancing awkwardly because they weren't drunk?
Gosh, come to think of it.
Not very comfortable, not relaxed, very stiff.
Kind of that, like, white boy shuffle. I'm in a tux shuffle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop it. Now.
It was assaulting to your eyes.
It was just like, ooh, a car crash.
How was the food?
I just had sides because I'm veg.
Right.
So the mac and cheese was good. It had corn in it. So guess what else had corn in it the next day?
Your big fat shit.
It doesn't make a shit.
But no, it was good. Oh, you know what they did? This was the shit. This was worth the price of admission. That was free.
All right.
They had 8 different wedding cakes. Excuse me? Yes, 8 different wedding cakes. Each table had a different cake.
No.
Really?
Changed. Every table. So you could go to any table like, ooh, you know, our strawberry shortcake looks good, but, oh, boom, there's carrot cake over there. What? Oh, there's devil's food with chocolate icing. Boom.
Was there like a table of fatties that had like a double chocolate cake and then weren't sharing?
That was our table. We had the strawberry shortcake and I was so embarrassed. So we were like one of the last tables to get up into the line to get our food.
Mm.
And we had this bomb-ass looking strawberry shortcake. So they're like, what if we get up and then we come back to our table and people have already dished themselves a slice of our cake? Like, this is the conversations that were happening. So my mom's like, well, I'm not going to let that happen. So she starts slicing the cake before we even have fucking dinner on our plates. And she's the only one that doesn't. Like, I'm like looked at like, okay, get your piece. I'm like, I'm too embarrassed. Like, I don't even have dinner yet. People aren't even eating and I'm slicing cake already. Like, how embarrassing. And she's like, well, don't make me look bad. I'm like, you did it to yourself. So then I had to cut a slice. And of course the slice I cut just happened to be cut like this. So it's literally like a quarter of the fucking whole cake. I'm trying to put it on my tiny little dessert plate.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God, now I look like the biggest fucking fat ass.
Here's your cake, fatty. Dig in.
Right? So
need some insulin with that?
Right. So I had to cut it in half and give it to somebody who's sitting next to me. I'm like, you can just have half of that so I don't look like a dick.
Were you sitting like next to a little kid that was like, I'd like some cake too, John?
No, I was sitting next to a retired school teacher.
Ah.
Yeah.
Why does that have to carry any weight? Why the long pause? Who cares?
Actually, he might have taught in South Minneapolis.
Hmm.
Mr. Herring?
Don't know if I ever had him. I went to Minneapolis Roosevelt, and if I was a South Minneapolis school teacher, I sure as shit wouldn't brag about it.
He was a teacher, but he, you know, like, teachers just have that, well, good teachers just have that, like, vibe to them. Like,
an air?
Like, you touch people.
Like, not like that. Like, no diddling.
No,
but
diddling.
Like touch like their
he
soul,
changed lives.
Like he changed some lives.
And you dated students after they graduated.
It's all very Michelle Pfeiffer, Coolio. What was the name of that movie?
To the Valley of the Shadow of Death.
Yeah, Dangerous Minds. Yeah,
Liaisons. Minds.
Liaisons, like a Shakespeare thing. Minds.
It was a period piece.
Mm.
You know what else was a period piece? Tampax, tampons, Pearl. Another sponsor.
They're not paying, so we ain't bringing them up. Somebody else can sell those cotton plugs for women. Nobody's bleeding on this show.
Honey, I'm out of cotton plugs.
Would you mind going to the store and picking me up a pack of Tampax? Make sure you get the right kind. I want the pearls and medium flow.
I don't want to do that.
If you disgusting. Don't know, just ask. Just ask somebody. They're always happy to help you. That is so... I hate doing that.
You've done it so many times.
I've done it like maybe a handful of times in 12 years.
Have you?
Being married.
At least your mom didn't send you to the store for rubbers.
No, back in the 80s, my mom sent me to the store for smokes.
Yeah.
She'd give me a note. Now you show this to the nice clerk.
Do you remember when you could just put coins in a machine and...
Yeah. You know? Get your smokes out that way. Yeah. I never smoked, so I wasn't... I never partook, but I do remember the machines. You started smoking when you were 9?
That's when it began and it's when it ended. I smoked for that summer. I had older friends and they smoked. So I used to...
9?
I used to go... I know. Your daughter's 9. Can you imagine?
I can imagine giving her very stern talking to.
No, nobody could tell me shit. I'm an only child and I'm a man. No, but I used to go to the corner store and steal cigarettes and Playboys for my older friends.
What's the statute of limitations? Just admitted to a crime.
You know what the first Playboy I stole was?
Uh-huh.
Madonna. Remember in 1985 when with hairy armpits?
Yeah, I had that one.
Yeah, I had that. We were like, oh, Madonna's in this one. And look, of course, the cover picture is like her from Desperately Seeking Susan looking all hot.
Right.
Like prime Madonna. And you open it up and she's like 18 with like a fucking pizza slice bush. And like fucking holding two afros underneath her arms.
Oh. Did that kill your little pubescent hard-on?
I didn't really have one. I was too young to, you know. My older friends liked it, or didn't. I don't even know.
I found my first piece of porn up on the side of the road. It was a penthouse.
It's like Jesus left it there for you.
Yeah, it's like, here, jerk off. I went home and I did. Boy, did I jerk off. I turned off Sesame Street and I was getting to it. Dun, 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 Mike became a man that day. Dun, 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 dun. Thanks to some soldier who probably threw it out his window. On his
God
way
bless
to the base.
Troops.
God bless the soldiers. Have we said that yet today?
No.
Because if you don't say it at least once an episode, then you're not American and you're not patriotic.
You know what?
You don't support our country.
This is getting too deep. Deep.
The bullshit or supporting troops?
This episode, it's getting dark. Can we bring it back up to the light, please?
Yeah, we can climb up out of the basement.
Let's talk about playing dead in the water.
We're back upstairs now. Let me just go ahead and turn on the light. We're here. So we were talking about the wedding reception. Have we gotten to everything that we need to get to with
beginning,
that?
Beginning, middle, and end.
Cliched boar fest.
It was not cliche. It was nice. I told you what the best thing about it was, is the 8 cakes.
What makes a nice wedding for you?
8 cakes.
What
eight
does it
fucking
for
cakes?
What does eight it cakes. For you? I got women listening to this show that are maybe planning their weddings.
Ladies, 8 fucking cakes.
8 cakes is the way to go. That's all they got to do. You can have a shitty DJ that's 14 years old. You can have a bad meal.
No, the meal was good. Well, you don't like Famous Dave's? What are you fucking too good? Where are you from? North Korea?
Famous Dave's at a wedding reception?
Dude, it wasn't like it was casual.
So nobody was dressed up?
No, people were dressed up, but it was casual.
Were people wearing mossy oak hunting hats? Those baseball hats? It's like camouflage baseball hats. They don't have those in Chicago.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, and no.
No.
People were dressed up, but it was just like, I mean, what did you guys have?
For my wedding?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Mine was a sit-down meal.
Was it?
Yeah. It was at a country club in Apple Valley, Lakeville, right on the border.
Was I there?
Yeah, you sang at my wedding, asshole.
I know, but I don't remember the reception.
You were drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, you were.
Did I bring Naomi?
You might have.
I did.
John used to sing in a band.
I did.
Back in the day, late 90s. Maybe you heard of him. What was the name of the band again?
Retrovirus. Heard of us. You have our greatest hits album. Oh, wait, we never made one.
Played at the Fine Line.
I did. That was a great gig.
John was kind of a big deal back then.
Well, let's not get carried away.
You could do Van Morrison like nobody else.
I didn't do Van Morrison.
Or who the hell was it?
Boz Skaggs.
Exactly. Right. Boz Skaggs.
The Dirty Lowdown. Get it
the
right.
The Dirty Lowdown. You sing a few bars?
Nah. You couldn't pay me enough.
What about the chorus? Do the chorus.
I'll do the chorus.
All right. What's the main line?
Nailed it.
No.
The Dirty Lowdown.
What's the opening line to that song?
Shit. No, I'm thinking of the second verse. I don't know what the first verse
is. Do the second verse then. First line.
I'm not singing.
One line?
No.
Just do one line with me, John.
If I had a nickel for how many times I've heard that today.
When parents are punishing their kids.
I was waiting when we would get to this.
John and I went boating today, and my wife and I parent differently. My wife is a good parent, and I'm a good parent. When my kid acts up, my wife likes to issue lots of empty threats. Me, when I threaten a punishment, I deliver. My wife comes up with some crazy scenarios. My favorite from today, when my kid was getting a little sassy, every nine-year-old can get a little sassy. She said, "If you don't stop acting up, I'm just going to get a babysitter out here, and you're going with a babysitter." Now, my nine-year-old's no dummy. How's a babysitter getting out there? We're in the middle of Prior Lake. Babysitter going to get in a dinghy? Come on out there. Hey, just here picking up your kid.
I got the call.
I noticed you called.
Came as soon as I could.
Empty threats. Did you get a lot of empty threats as a kid? Like your mom, "I'm going to drop you at the orphanage. You keep it up."
It wasn't that one, but like, you know, I remember one when I we would go to the grocery store and I would go look at the magazines and I didn't want to leave. So she would be like, "All right, I'm leaving without you." And let her walk out. Really thought she was leaving. Like, I thought she left me at the store to get kidnapped.
So like the first time you believed
Adam
it
from that miniseries,
right?
That scarred you as a child too. Adam. You didn't watch Adam?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
the kidnapped kid. And I found my baby's head in the river. Yeah.
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 It's funny.
Yeah. Every kid thought they were about to get kidnapped after that fucking thing.
Yeah, that, and then he had the whole Jacob Wetterling thing.
Yeah, well, that was later, but yes, yeah. That too. That was another one. Like, wow, I'm just the right age to be abducted.
So that worked on you the first time when she said, I'll leave you here. But what about the second and third time?
I say, yeah, right, bitch. Say it again. I'll call DC motherfucking FS or whatever it's called.
Call him.
Call him.
She didn't call your bluff?
You better call Tyrone, bitch.
You don't have any change in your pocket to use the payphone. There was no cell phones back
then. There weren't cell phones back then. But eventually I put 16 magazine down. The big bopper. Whatever it was. Whatever had Duran Duran in it at the time.
You're in the Duran Duran heavy?
Huge. I would bring a magazine with Duran Duran in it to my hairstylist. I'm like, I want John Taylor's hair.
Really?
Yeah.
That must have set your mom back a couple bucks.
No, it was like $4.95. They had really cheap haircuts. And I demanded high quality for nothing. I know this is only $4.95, but this is what I need. But no, kids at school be like, you look just like John Taylor. I'm like, thank you. This is exactly what I'm going for.
So you were looking like a boss in 1985.
Pretty much. You haven't seen pictures? I'll show you.
All right. Costs a lot more for haircuts. We have he's a better friend of you. Well, I don't know him as well as you do. John.
Yeah.
Hairstyle. John Blue.
Color rapper. Out of Chicago.
Rapper. Look him up on iTunes.
Candlemaker. What doesn't he do?
Is he a shoemaker, too?
Probably next year he'll get into shoes.
Johnny Dangerous is his, what would you call that? Stage name?
That's his rap name.
Rap name. He's got a couple albums on iTunes.
Does.
Listen to him.
True.
He's gay rapper. Says he's a gay rapper.
Pick up the mic.
Pick it up.
It's actual movie name. It's a documentary on hip hop and gay community.
Huh.
Good flick.
One of his songs is called Mustache Ride.
That was his most recent quote unquote hit. We played that today on the boat in front of his daughter. Actually, she loved it.
The executive producer of this show, Mitch, he's a big fan.
Daddy, what's a mustache ride?
Oh, I never see that day. Remember John put out some magnets when he first came out in like 2003? It said, yep. Let a man's...
It's a line from his song, Topsy Turvy, and the line that goes like this.
What was the slogan?
The line goes like this.
Line, okay.
You know what they say, a man's home is his castle. Well, Johnny knows best, a man's home is his asshole.
Okay. And he had magnets made up.
With that brilliant phrase.
Yes, and I stuck one on my friend Mitch's car. And we drove all the way home from Chicago with that right underneath his door.
Right underneath the driver's window. It wasn't just the phrase on the magnet. It was like an explicit picture as well.
Yes. Yes. Very gay picture. And he drove hours and hours and hours with that on his door. Good times, but why I brought up John was... John's kind of a big deal in the hair community in Chicago, isn't he?
Best colorist Chicago Magazine 2013.
It's kind of a big deal.
They don't just give that out.
What does he get for a haircut?
He doesn't cut hair. He's a colorist.
What does he get for a coloring job?
I think it's $200 for a single process.
Holy.
So it's upwards of $200.
Balls. Now think about that. You paid $4.95 for a haircut in 1985. Mm. This is just a coloring.
And it's coloring 200. Typically does cost more than a cut.
$200 though?
No, it's a lot. He does rich bitches.
Oh, is that why?
Downtown Chicago and does rich bitches.
So his calendar is full all year long?
It's full until he says, I need this day off. Don't book me. He's in charge.
Does he rent a chair?
No. He works for a high-end salon.
Huh.
And the woman who owns it has houses all over the place, lets him use her place in Cabo.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should go into hairstyling.
It's too late.
Really? I'm too far gone. At 40, I'll never learn.
It's never too late.
Hmm.
Yes, it is. 40 is too late.
Well, you and I don't have that problem anymore. We have the very short haircuts now.
I don't have a haircut. I don't have hair, period.
John shaved all his hair off.
I shaved my head.
Completely bald.
But it doesn't look bad.
It's very Louis Gossett Jr. if he was white. You guys had like the same style.
Jesus Christ. What was that movie in the 80s about planes?
Iron Eagle?
Yeah, there it is.
That's fighter jets. Is that reasonable? Is that plausible that a couple of wily kids could sneak onto an Air Force base and just steal an F-15?
Anything's possible. Until you're 40, then it's not possible anymore.
No. Uncomfortable pause. Drink it in. If you're going to get up and get a snack, go get it now. Do they have free beer at the reception?
Yeah. Not just free beer, free bar.
Free bar?
Exactly.
And you left at 7 o'clock.
I'm not a big drinker.
You should have been that night.
Just because it's free doesn't mean you need to partake in it.
Well, of course it does.
What if somebody was like, hey, murdering's free. Here's a gun.
Oh, come on now. That's apples and oranges. Talking about free booze. I went to one of those receptions last winter, and it was amazing. I don't remember any of it.
I mean, yeah, it's cool, but like I said, I'm not a big drinker. I had a couple free glasses of wine. It was good. We left.
Classy.
Yeah.
What time were you in bed by?
Like 11. What?
I'm just kind of let down. I thought you'd be there late and partied up. And
with people I barely know.
You get to know them. Get to know them.
No. If I'm going to be out and partying, I have to feel it. Like, everything has to be right.
Is it different when you turn 40?
I don't know.
As far as partying goes?
I wouldn't know. I'm not there yet.
When did you stop wanting to party and go out and go
clubbing? That happened a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have Saturdays off now, and I didn't before. And in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can go out. And then, like, the real me spoke up, and we're like, you wouldn't go out anyway. Why would that be a thing? Yeah, I don't know. Like, sometimes I like to go out and have a few, but I never like it to be late. Like, I think back to myself, like, 10 years ago, out till 4 in the morning, like, what the fuck? Why? Where did I find the energy to do that? And why would I want to?
There's never really a good reason.
And I know, and you just did it because it was fun. But, like, now it just seems like such a headache.
I know. I did it a few weeks ago. I went to Oshkosh for Rockfest USA.
Mm-hmm. And
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I drank all day, every day.
Shit.
By Sunday, I was ready to kill myself. I was so sick.
I can't believe you made it 3 days.
You got to dig down deep once in a while, John. You got to stay at the reception past 7 o'clock. You know? You got to just party it up. Maybe not 3 days straight.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I was in New Orleans last Halloween for my friend's 40th.
Oh, that must have been insane. What's New Orleans like on Halloween? Tell the listeners.
It's vomit laden. Everybody's in a costume. Yeah, we were out late. We had fun. Like, I can do it when I want to. It's just a thing, like, I just don't want to. It has to be, like, a really special occasion. And, like, I'll just have a few, and the next day I'll feel like I want to murder myself. Like, I can't. I think it's just because I don't drink that much. You know, like, the next day I just feel like shit.
So when you get older, you just end up with a different mindset on going out?
Yes. But who knows? Maybe I'll, like, turn 50 and be like, I want to party again.
Yeah.
Where's the 25-year-olds?
They're the ones all staring at you when you walk into the bar.
Like, yuck. Oh, my God, you're 50?
Who's the old guy?
You're good for 50.
What a creep.
45.
What's he doing in here? So tomorrow you fly back to Chicago.
Yeah, I'm back to the Shy.
And you get off the plane, you immediately have to go to work.
Yeah, but we don't need to tell people where I work.
You know what we should talk about is our good friend Bill Cosby.
Well,
Mr. Big Black Cock himself.
BBC. I feel like we kind of have to at this point because we always talk about him.
Um, Has he gotten into more trouble with that big black snake, or what's going on?
Well,
I know there was something in the news. Didn't he admit something?
Well, it was a lot of he said, she, they said for a while, and sure enough, it turns out in like a 2005 deposition, he admitted to purchasing drugs to give to women to apply for sex.
In 2005?
Yeah, it was like a deposition, but that was sealed or something.
Why did he give a deposition? Did somebody accuse him of rape back then?
Some other kind of lawsuit, but I don't know the specifics. But
rapist!
So, the truth has been out there for a decade, but hasn't been out there, and it took all these victims to come forward to get it out there, and from what I read, the wife, Camille, is still on his side.
How could she still be on the guy's side?
Listen, I think she said those women chose to take drugs. Like, who chooses to take a roofie? I don't want to feel it, baby. I just want to go, no. You know? Like, who says that?
I don't want to enjoy this. Give me something to knock me completely out.
I don't even want to remember this.
All right.
Perfect. So, I don't know. I wonder if he's still on tour after this.
I was listening to Howard Stern a couple months ago. And they played some audio from one of his shows in Canada. It always goes smooth for like the first 10 minutes. And then there'll be somebody that yells, "Rapist! We know what you did, Bill!" And then Cosby's like, okay. Let's let the guy in the back in the cheap seat. So then he takes a shot at where his seat is.
Is this like legit?
Yeah, this is legit.
This is like,
let's let the man in the cheap seats go ahead and have his fun, you know. And, you know, and they're like, "You rapist, yeah, we know what you did, Bill. You son of a bitch. Okay, are you almost done, Will?" You know.
Rudy.
Rudy was at one of them.
What?
Yeah. What was the girl's name that played Rudy?
Oh, shit.
Salil Moonfry?
No, wait, that's Soleil Moonfry? Monkey Brewster? No. Oh, what was her name? Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Yes. Yeah, she was at one of them. And she squeaked out some stuff, too.
Was she like,
"Oh, he didn't"?
Yes, he did.
Bill fingered me. No, I'm just kidding.
Michael.
No.
Too far.
No, that's a joke. It's not too soon. It's been going on for 30 years.
So, yeah.
So he owned up. How'd this deposition get opened?
That's the thing. He didn't own up to it. This is like 10 years ago. So he never like came up publicly and said, "You know what? Yep, it's true. I'm sorry." It just happened to get released without his consent. He had no choice. He can't own up to it. Like, well, he could. He could say, "Yeah, I did that deposition," but he doesn't need to because it's a sworn deposition.
Obviously, smoking gun.
Yeah.
Smoking gun.
So now the smoking gun's out there. I still think he hasn't made a comment. I think, like I said, the wife was saying something to the effect of those women chose to take drugs and have sex, which is gross. I mean, like, it's gross for anybody to say, but, like, a woman?
Isn't that kind of like a 70s thing? Like a discotheque thing where they used to do roofies?
Did they? Oh, I didn't realize roofies were, like, a recreational thing. I thought they were just, like, a date rape drug.
Oh, no, I think they were a recreational thing back in the 70s.
Okay.
I'll have to ask the Big G about that the next time I have him on. "Dad, you ever roofie anybody?" "What? God damn it, no! What's a roofie?" So, what does this mean for Bill, that this came out? Our Bill.
That's what I wanted to know. Is he still on tour? I'm going to...
Going to a Bill Cosby show?
Exactly. Gross.
How old is the guy? Isn't he like 80 years old?
He's got to be up there. Like, if he's not 80, he's pushing 80.
Does he have any new material?
No.
Is he just doing
this
stuff?
He's still doing the dentist bit.
Oh, my God. From Bill Cosby himself?
I don't know.
We're talking like 30 years ago.
At least.
Hang it up, Bill. It's over. You made your millions. Nope, Jell-O's not calling you to sell pudding pops anymore, buddy.
I'm telling you what I wouldn't give for a vanilla pudding pop. That was the fucking jam.
Those were good. I just wouldn't feel right eating a pudding pop now.
They don't make them anymore.
They don't? Oh, that really wouldn't feel right eating one if I found one.
You found one in the back of the freezer. No, you wouldn't feel right at all after that. I'm looking at Bill Cosby dates. I just want to know if he's still on tour. I'm dying.
Would you go if you got free tickets?
Hell no.
Front seat, like front row. Front row.
To see a master?
To see a master of the art of stand-up comedy. He's a good comedian. You can't take that away from him. He's not a good human being, but he's a good...
Oh, I mean, he had a huge effect on American culture.
Mm-hmm, he did.
For decades, but he was a gross person. Disgusting.
Can't find any tour dates?
Nah. It's just a bunch of headlines about the fall from grace.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, why would you, like, even, like, even before, like, the smoking gun was out there, like, why would you be on tour with these kind of allegations out there about you? Like, you know people are going to come and fucking heckle you. You just, like, needed it? What? And he's got nearly a 5-star rating on Ticketmaster with 3,563 reviews. So he puts on a show that people like.
Old people.
Well, CBS crowd.
Bing, bang, bing.
No offense.
None taken. Although I do watch Big Brother.
Duh.
I gotta get into that.
That's what I was talking about.
One of these episodes, I'm going to find somebody that's like-minded, like, and, you know, likes Big Brother. I know you hate it.
I don't hate it. I'm not into it. Like, I see the appeal, but I feel like I watched it back when it was called fucking Survivor in 2000.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the tour's canceled.
Ooh. It's gonna hurt his pocketbook.
Oh, yeah.
First this kid gets murdered, now this.
I forgot about that. That's pretty tragic.
Mm-hmm. Poor Bill. When are they gonna lay off?
What? Changing arguments? Mid-conversation?
No. He deserves everything that's coming to him if you really diddled and raped all those women. Allegedly.
Well, it's in a sworn document. Do we have to say allegedly?
But that was just once.
You just want to protect yourself? Okay, is Bill's listening?
Bill might be. Bill has a lot of fucking free time now. He could be going through the podcasts and...
Oh, I sent them to him.
Looking for somebody to got sue. Oh, Bill. Well, that's a good way to end the show. That's a good 40-minute show, don't you think?
Is it 40 minutes?
That's 40
shit,
minutes.
Get out of here.
40 minutes have gone by.
Get me out.
Whipped on by. So I want to thank you for listening to Wisecracking with Winter. And what did I learn today? I learned that Bill Cosby owned up 10 years ago. I've learned that it's not good to talk about your guests, what they do for a living. What have I learned?
You've learned that if your daughter thinks you're drowning, to continue to play dead until she's hysterical.
Yeah, I learned that. Following through on threats of punishment with your kid is a good thing to do instead of just making up wilder and wilder threats and not following through on any of them. I guess that's what I learned today. I learned that family boating is not always fun. I guess, yeah. But I kind of already learned that about family boating a while back. If you're a new listener, welcome. Head to getwisecracking.com and you can listen to all my episodes. They're all there for you. They're free. So take a look at that. And again, don't forget about Minnesota Superior Sound's big new contest. Send them a video of why you should get a free 6-hour show, and you may be a lucky winner and get free entertainment at your reception sometime in 2016. Find them on Facebook, Minnesota Superior Sound. And that's it. We'll see you later, John.
We'll see you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Have a good day, everybody. Or night.
Hi, I'm Mitch Helgerud, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. On behalf of Mike and myself, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. For all the Apple users out there, you already have the podcast app, so subscribing is easy. But for the Android people out there, it's a little more involved. So go to getwisecracking.com and click on the link to subscribe to the podcast.